Most of the focus when it comes to next week's elections has been on the House and the Senate, but there are governor's races around the country as well, including in Ohio, where Democrat Richard Cordray is up against Republican Mike DeWine. Jo Ingles covers state politics for Ohio Public Radio. She's in Columbus. Hi, Jo.
Hello.
And let's talk about these candidates. Richard Cordray, a lot of people know him because he used to run the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. He is also a 5-time Jeopardy champion and a Marshall Scholar. Tell us about him.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of nerdy, actually, and he would say that. He's describing himself that way, actually. But, you know, the thing with Cordray is he's very measured in what he says. People here know him. He's served as a state lawmaker. He's served as a state treasurer. He's served as AG. And then, as you said, he served in the federal level. He's been out of state for a while, but now he's back running for governor. And he is coming in saying he wants to uphold the Affordable Care Act. He has a comprehensive bond package for road repair and infrastructure improvements. So that's where he's running right now.
Okay. And Mike DeWine is the current AG of Ohio. We've actually had him on the show before talking about the opioid crisis, but he apparently likes to pass out his wife's cookbook when he campaigns at state fairs. Tell us more about him.
Well, some of those recipes are mighty good.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, Mike DeWine is pretty well known to people. He has a big, every year he has a big ice cream social down in his hometown, and a lot of people know him, you know, from that. But he's very folksy. Mike DeWine was a former U.S. senator. He's also served at the state level. He was with our governor, our former governor Voinovich, back in the 90s, and served with him. But he has been very staunch against the Affordable Care Act. In fact, on his first day in office, he went in with some other states and filed in a lawsuit against the Affordable Care mm-hmm. Act. He comes out now, he's saying, you know, I like this idea of having protection for, you know, these pre-existing conditions. But he still says there are problems with the Affordable Care Act that need to be fixed.
All right. Let's listen to what they sound like as they're debating. This clip that we're going to play here, they're talking about a measure on the ballot called Issue 1, which would emphasize drug treatment over prison time. Here is DeWine, who thinks it's too soft on criminals.
Are you telling me, Richard, that we're not going to let out child pornographers?
It's my turn.
Can they get out, Richard? On your program, can they get out child pornographers?
It's my turn.
Okay, and here's Cordray getting a word in.
We are the worst state in the nation. The Trump administration CDC report said we had the highest increase in fentanyl deaths last year of any state in the nation. All right. So what we're doing right now is not working. What am I for? I'm for anything that will change what we're doing now.
Explain what's going on there. Obviously, Ohio, as we've talked about, is a place with one of the worst situations when it comes to the opioid crisis.
It sure is. We're losing 14 Ohioans a day because of opioid abuse, and it's gotten out of hand. And one of the things that that issue one that they were both referring to speaks to is it would take some of these low-level drug crimes and take people who were, sent to prison on those, and it would, you know, allow them to come up and make the case to get out. But, you know, as Mike DeWine would say, the other side of it is people say, well, you know, you can get the treatment, but you should be getting that treatment and also getting the punishment for doing the crime. This is just going to open the doors to more problems. So there's a real debate here on how you actually treat people who have these low-level drug crimes and how you get treatment for them.
Is that likely to be the opioid crisis? Is that likely to be the big issue for voters? Or what are people, what's on their minds?
Well, it seems like the biggest thing on people's minds these days is health care. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like the Affordable Care Act. And even Mike DeWine would tell you that even though he's been fighting against it, Ohio is one of the states that expanded Medicaid. And because of that, a lot of people who have opioid problems have been able to get treatment through it. And, they all like pre-existing conditions. They're trying to parse out where they stand on the Affordable Care Act and would they keep all of it or would they only want to keep part of it?
What's the polling telling you?
Well, at the beginning, it seemed like maybe Cordray was a little bit behind, but the most recent polling shows us that it's, you know, very tight. And we've got 8 million voters we do have in this election that can vote, and we do have some interest as far as early voting numbers. They're up over where they were at the same point in 2014. It does seem like there's a race here.
Now, governor's races are especially crucial this year because who gets elected in November will be in office when states redraw their district maps in 2020, and the governor could either approve or veto those maps. Is redistricting a big deal in Ohio?
It is a big deal. It's always a big deal. But Ohioans have approved at a ballot box. They've approved new redistricting measures. We don't know exactly how those are going to play out. We know the process. Certainly, though, we can be assured that whoever wins is going to have a good opportunity to get in there and help draw those lines and have some effect on it.
That's Joe Ingles, who covers politics at Ohio Public Radio, talking about the governor's race in Ohio. Joe, thank you.
Thank you.